Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Monday. Now, three big things.
Three.
Weekend homicide in northeast Wichita. 22-year-old man killed in drive-by shooting.
Two.
Storms across central Kansas early Sunday. Two trains derailed in Harvey County.
One.
Another earthquake rocks the Hutchinson area. No major damage, no injuries. Three big things. Stephen, 10 on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle, watch for a traffic slowdown southbound I-235 at Central, and some road construction today, closing down the ramp. It's the ramp from northbound I-235 to Broadway, and that's going to be closed until sometime around November, so part of that green project up there. Traffic update from 98.7 to 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Heat advisory today, sunny and hot with a high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 76. Tuesday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 99. Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, and 77 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted coming up on the Glenn Beck program. 9 o'clock this morning, Ted Cruz is going to take on the New York Times over some leaked transcripts.
Okay.
And that's coming up with Glenn Beck, 9 o'clock this morning right here on KNSS. Lead contamination in the water we drink. Now, we're always worried when we hear about it, but why is it so dangerous?
This is House Call for Health. Every now and then, you read this headline in the news, lead in the drinking water. One of the latest instances? Tests have shown that the aging of Newark, New Jersey's water pipes allowed high levels of lead from corrosion to seep into the city's tap water. So what are the health impacts of drinking water with lead? According to the Environmental Protection Agency, lead can accumulate in your body over time. For children, lead in the blood can lead to a range of issues, including behavioral and learning problems, lower IQ and hyperactivity, slowed growth, hearing problems, and anemia. For adults, cardiovascular effects, increased blood pressure and incidence of hypertension, decreased kidney function, and reproductive problems in both men and women. And if you're pregnant, lead could lead to reduced growth of the fetus and premature birth, and it can also be transmitted through breast milk. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Stock market has been bouncing up and down in August as investors frantically try to refigure their predictions about whether the U.S.-China trade war and slowing global economies will drag the U.S. into a recession. Last week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had 4 days when it rose or fell by more than 300 points, with an 800-point drop thrown into the mix. Friday, the S&P 500 rose 41 points, the Dow climbed 306 points, and the NASDAQ picked up 129 points. A new survey suggests that a good number of economists expect a recession in the U.S. by the end of 2020. 34% of economists surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics say they believe a slowing economy will tip into recession in 2021. That's up from 25% in a survey taken in February. The economists have previously expressed concern about that Trump's tariffs and higher budget deficits could eventually dampen the economy. We do have some big deficits. President Trump is waving away concerns that a recession is on the horizon, pointing to positive factors in the American economy. So people are talking about it, Ted. They're talking about the big R.
Did those same economists predict the recession in 08?
I don't know.
Yeah, where was our help then?
A judge has sentenced the mastermind of the largest organic food fraud scheme in U.S. history to 10 years in prison. U.S. District Judge C.J. Williams said Missouri farmer Randy Constant was responsible for a massive fraud that shook public confidence in the nation's organic food industry.
Randy!
Judge gave shorter prison sentences to three Nebraska farmers who were part of the scheme. The four admitted they grew non-organic corn and soybeans.
Right.
And a small amount of certified organic grains and falsely marketed them all as certified.
Organic, yeah. So
they lumped them all together and said they're
now
they're organic. 8:52 now, Stephen Ted. bankruptcy for a local business. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita company filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Cell phone dealer Mobile Addiction list assets between $10 and $50 million, has debts between $1 million and $10 million. We tried to reach owner Charles Thomas and attorney Nicholas Grillo. They did not respond. The largest unsecured claim against the company, $6.38 million from VIP Wireless in Houston. Wichita's career women say the new scooters downtown might be a headache to some, but they're an example of Wichita's progress. Several of this year's career women participants said in a roundtable discussion that at least Wichita is trying something new, and it's not for 5 or 10 years behind other cities in doing so. They're also excited about Trader Joe's coming to town and Dave & Buster's opening soon. And Kansas City is taking its shot. The city celebrated when it was told it would host the 2023 NFL Draft. Now Kansas City is bidding to be a host city for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. It's among 17 cities battling to be among the 10 that will be awarded World Cup matches in the United States. Officials say there's no other event that would attract the crowds that the World Cup games would bring. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, August 19th, a big date in your hometown, Kansas City history, 1976. President Ford won the Republican presidential nomination at the party's convention in Kansas City. You remember
Absolutely,
that?
Down at Kemper Arena.
Kemper Arena? Who was his running mate? We know?
Ford.
It was a fellow named Bob Dole, wasn't it?
I think so.
I believe it
I
was.
You're right.
1976, a big year for your hometown. A lot going on.
You bet.
And on this date in 2004, Google began trading on the NASDAQ stock market, ending the day up $15.34 at $100.34 a share.
Well, no, wait, how could it be up if it was its first day?
Well, they started out at a certain level.
Oh.
And then,
well, don't you start out at zero?
Nah.
No, I guess
not. Really.
Okay, I guess not.
Not really.
I guess not.
I'm sure that you had a ton of that Google stock, did you not, Bill?
Oh, I had a ton of it is exactly right.
Being the shrewd investor
that you are. Not a bit. Yeah, not a bit.
Yeah, every time I think about you and investing, I remember your impersonation of Ross Perot.
Yeah.
And I start laughing again.
Yeah. Yep.
I really enjoyed that. All right. Have a good weekend, sir.
Yeah, it was good. How about yours?
Oh, so? Yeah, we had to went to see some folks and some old friends, and always good to get together with old friends and swap stories and so forth. Today is National Potato Day, and we were talking about this earlier. And do you have a favorite form of potato, Bill?
Well, I love potatoes. My nickname by some people was Spud King.
Spud King.
So,
ah, okay.
I love mashed potatoes. I love hash browns. I love everything.
The most popular.
Everything to do with a potato.
Yeah, the most popular is the French fry is the most popular.
Ooh, yeah. Huh? I'll take it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Potato Day. Well, celebrate. Go out and have yourself a spud today, Mr. What
was I'm going to do it, yeah.
Spud King?
Spud King,
Are you sure that was what they were? Okay.
Well, that's what I thought they were saying anyway.
Maybe that wasn't. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. News coming up at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day, even 10 in the morning, on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hi, this is Don Hall. If you love golf like me, then I've got a great deal for you. It's the Great 8 Golf Tour Card, only $59 to play 18 holes of golf at each.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.